Shalom. In front of you is the Lamed Hay Hill, a heroic site where 35 Israeli soldiers fell in battle on their way to assist the blockaded communities of Gush Etzion during the Independence War. On November 29, 1947, the UN passed a resolution to establish a Jewish state in Israel. The day after, the local Arabs opened a war against the Jewish communities and blocked roads leading to isolated settlements. The situation for the four isolated Jewish communities of Gush Etzion just south of Jerusalem was particularly precarious. Any attempt to reach this region to bring supplies or aid in their defense would result in high casualties. On January 14, 1948, a large Arab force invaded Gush Etzion. It was the first attack of an organized and well-armed Arab force. Nevertheless, the defenders successfully repelled the onslaught, but the communities in Gush Etzion were left with a severe shortage of manpower, medical equipment, and arms. That same night, a company was assigned to bring the needed equipment to Gush Etzion by foot. The force, nicknamed the Mountain Company, included 40 fighters, led by the deputy battalion commander Dani Mas. Dani was a well-experienced commander who had served as the commander of Gush Etzion. His last position was deputy commander of the Palmach forces in Jerusalem. The company was made up of a unique combination of fighters that included brilliant students, kibbutz and moshav members, residents of Jerusalem, new immigrants, artists, youngsters, and some seniors. They left Jerusalem late at night and headed southwards to Gush Etzion. Unexpectedly, they faced a barricade in the road, forcing a change in the route and causing navigational difficulties. As a result, the hour became too late to complete the mission, and therefore the decision was made to return to the base. Pressure from Gush Etzion continued. A desperate telegram received in the Haganah headquarters in Jerusalem read, "Send an ambulance or the badly injured will die." A new plan was made, and the following night the unit drove to the village of Hartuv near what is today Beit Shemesh. The British still controlled the country at that time and would have confiscated any weapons found on them. Therefore, the weapons were sent separately, hidden in another vehicle. Unfortunately, this car was delayed getting to Hartuv, and once again the departure hour would be too late. Rafael ben Haroya, the commander of Hartuv, was concerned that the journey would not be completed in the cover of darkness, exposing the unit in daylight. Therefore, he tried to convince the commander to postpone the operation to the following night. But fearing for the fate of Gush Etzion, Dani Mas and his soldiers were determined to continue preparations to reach the communities that night, regardless of the hour. At 11 o'clock that night, the company left for a journey of 28 kilometers, carrying heavy equipment including weapons, ammunition, medical supplies, and explosives. They passed Beit Shemesh of today, arriving to the Elah Valley from the north. One of the soldiers injured his leg and had to be taken back with the aid of two fellow soldiers. The remaining force of 35 soldiers continued on its mission. In the morning, it was discovered that the company never reached its target. After 2 days of frantic searching throughout the region, the awful message arrived. The 35 bodies of the soldiers were found between the Arab villages of Tsurif and Jabba. What actually happened on that night we know only from intelligence sources and bits of information gathered over many years. It seems that the company crossed the Elah Valley and turned eastwards into the Gedor Valley, near Moshav Neve Michael of today. They continued in the direction of Gush Etzion on a route passing between the nearby Arab villages of Tsurif and Jabba. In the light of dawn close to Tsurif, they were spotted by a local Arab shepherd and two women gathering wood, who they did not harm. These Arabs alerted the local villagers, including hundreds of well-armed Arab soldiers, whose training base was in Tsurif. Under heavy fire, the company changed its route northward to the Etziona Valley, passing very close to the spot where we are standing. carrying the dead and wounded, they climbed the hill in front of you that would become known as the Battle Hill. Later, it was formally named the Lamed Hay Hill. They were prepared for battle. Unfortunately, though, on top of the hill, they were exposed to the fire of Arab forces that were positioned on the higher hills surrounding them. The courageous battle that ensued continued until late in the afternoon. Their ammunition finished, the few fighters that were left were unable to stop the Arab attack with empty hands. All 35 soldiers were killed in battle. The regional British commander, Hamish Dugan, heard rumors about the battle, reached Surif, and was successful in locating the bodies. When the bodies were recovered, it was found that they had been tortured. The 35 soldiers were buried in Kfar Etzion. Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion wrote about them as follows. I don't know if there was in the IDF or in any other army in the world a company that demonstrated more human splendor, courageous purity, and richness in soul than this company. They will stand forever in our nation's history with the name Lamed Hay. 4 months later, a day before the establishment of the State of Israel, Gush Etzion fell into Arab hands. After the war, all the fallen defenders of Gush Etzion, including those of the Lamed Hay, were brought to burial once again at the military cemetery at Mount Herzl in Jerusalem. During the Six-Day War in 1967, Gush Etzion was liberated by the IDF. Since then, many Jewish communities have been established here, creating a thriving and successful region. We thank you for your attention.